Well, there's anglers out there that just go out and catch them by the sackfuls. There's anglers that go out there and use a topwater plug or a jerkbait or whatever. But there's some anglers that are grinders. And with me today is, I think, the king of grinding, and that's Matt Herron. And, Matt, you had to grind them out again at the FLW event just held at Murray.
I really did, Terry. You know, I had a really good tournament, but it was one of those is kind of a workmanlike deal and try to put it together as you go.
Well, you know, you and I had the opportunity to talk before the event, and you were saying, man, I'm just not on anything, but I think the fish I'll catch could be good ones, and that kind of parlayed into a pretty good tournament for you.
I really did. I was within a day or so of really putting together what they were doing, but it was one of those events where you kind of, you're getting around them, and you know you're close, and it just, you can't put all the pieces of the puzzle together to really execute and win. It's just one of those that, getting quality bites, but just had to work to get them every day.
Well, let's talk a little bit about technique. I think that's something that's important. I also want to mention that you're now sixth in the world on the Bass Fan rankings, moved up the ladder a little bit, and you know, that's got to be a highlight for you as well. But let's talk a little bit, if we can, about techniques. What were you fishing?
I was mainly fishing like everybody else. I was fishing the Reaction Innovations Method crank. I was fishing a deep little end. I was keying on bigger rocks like most of the field was, and then I was fishing a little M-series jig, made by Davis Bay Company down in Sylacauga. And I was also throwing, on the last day, I caught my fish on an X-Wire spinnerbait.
So you kind of had a potpourri of different products. Now, you know, was there anything with the rod or the line or anything that we should know about?
Oh, yeah, listen, I'm fishing with as good a product as you can have right now. I have some major equipment problems last year as far as line and stuff, and this year I've been blessed. I got hooked up with Gamma, and I can't say enough great things about them. My strike-catch ratio has been tremendous. The quality of the line, the performance of the line, everything that I've used this week was Gamma fluorocarbon. I used anything from 8-pound test on the smaller type cranks all the way up to the 16-pound on the 100% edge on the jig that I was fishing. Then the last day when I caught my fish on a spinnerbait, I was really trying to get it kind of down around some stumps and stuff, so I went with a 20-pound 100% edge there too, and the line is just tremendous. Anybody that hadn't tried it really needs to, because it's a real advantage with that line.
Well, you know, you're in good company, because I think Anthony Gagliardi also was using the fluorocarbon line, and I think it was Gamma as well. And when you think about it, you know, really it could be a difference in a bite, you know, and I know in this tournament, you know, you had clear water, no vegetation to speak of, you're fishing rock and that kind of stuff, so you didn't want to break fish off. And you know, sometimes we talk about the bait or we talk about a lot of the other things that are important as well, but that line can be very, very critical in what you're doing.
Oh, sure it can. Anytime you're fishing a clear water deal, line is everything. And, you know, the more transparent your line is, the more bite you'll get. But there's a couple other key things with the fluorocarbon. You know, most fluorocarbons are real brittle, and they don't like to be thrown in rocks. And I was very, very pleased with the way the Gamma performed, especially with the cranks and the rocks. When that bill digs down in those rocks, it puts a lot of wear on them, on the line. And I've had trouble in the past with fluorocarbon holding up in those circumstances. And the Gamma just performed extremely well. I was very pleased.
Well, you know, you look at it, and Matt, you know, you're from Alabama. You're down there in the area where a lot of crankbaits are thrown, a lot of jigs are thrown, and you really are trying to continue to have it with this consistency. I talk to you about grinding them out all the time and getting those five big bites. Now, the first day of the top 10, you didn't do so well.
No, I really didn't. The fish made a change. You know, sometimes you come back and you have to evaluate what happened, and I think, you know, after evaluating the conditions and all, I really felt like those fish, they had been pressured. I was fishing here, got a lot of pressure. And I don't know if necessarily they moved to the pressure affecting them, but something happened, and I felt like I had to make a change. And it's just sometimes those things happen. I mean, look at Jay Ellis. I mean, he catches 26 pounds on day one and catches one on day two. Fritz catches 18 pounds on day one and catches two on day two. So, you know, you can get on little pods of fish that will run out or change on you. And even the best in the world sometimes struggle when they make a move.
Well, no doubt about it, and that's the consistency that, you know, you're looking for. Now, you're ranked number six in the world, and when you start thinking about that, you got eighth place in this event. But now, you know, you're trying to look at that Top Gun Championship coming up in September, and you're trying to keep that ranking high, I would think.
Oh, I really am. You know, I was there last year, the inaugural event, and I can't say enough good things about the fun that I had and the way the event was run and what it meant to be a part of that field. Just to be included in that field is a tremendous honor. Be, you know, to be there.
Well, Matt, you know, when you look at the championship now, FLW championship, and, you know, that looks like it's within your sights again, and you got a chance at $500,000 in this year's event. You know, you got to have your sights set on that as well.
Oh, I really do. You know, the last time we were here, you know, the championship came to Logan Martin in 04, and I had a really poor performance there. I was committed to fishing deep and made some critical mistakes. We had some major weather changes and things, and I did not make the adjustments necessary to compete in that tournament. And, you know, a lot of that you can contribute to home field, you know, jinx or some of that, whatever. I just consider it to being a little stubborn and not adjusting, and I would really like an opportunity to go back and fish there again.
Well, you probably are going to get that opportunity. Now, next event for you guys is Pickwick, and tell me a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things you think will happen there, and what are some of the techniques that will be used?
Pickwick's going to be a standard Tennessee River Run type tournament, except I'm not sure. There'll be a little bit of grass fishing going on. There's a little bit of grass on the south end of Pickwick, and there's a little bit of grass up at Wheeler that some of the guys may try to go tap. So there may be some lipless cranking going on. They're going to have some current fishing going on in the tail races of the dams. You should have some smallmouth moving up on gravel bars and things. There may be some fish caught on grubs, jerk baits, spinner baits. This could be a smorgasbord. I mean, the field is spread out here, and any number of, I would say that the key techniques that will win the tournament will probably be some kind of a crankbait or a jerk bait or a lipless crankbait.
Well, you know, you think about this thing, and, you know, you're hitting these tournaments pretty close together, and you're hitting them at a time when we've had a little bit colder weather across the country, and, you know, the patterns will change somewhat. You know, the fish that might have been thinking about maybe moving up to spawn may be in pre-spawn.
Well, that may be. It's going to chart. Every week it goes by from now until the 1st of April anywhere across the south. I mean, this is going to be a daily condition change. You're going to have to read the conditions. I mean, at Lake Murray last week, I went from cranking 8 to 12 foot of water just on a hunch. We had a front coming in. We had a warm south rain. Surface temp was still 49 degrees, but it was feeding conditions for the fish, and I adjusted and went to a spinnerbait in less than 2 foot of water the last day, and I should have had a high 20-pound back.
And you think about all the great opportunity to be able to go out there and catch that 20-pound bag. Now, you know, where the things are falling out right now, you probably didn't do as well as you'd like to at Okeechobee, but you did real well here at Lake Murray. You got to keep that consistency thing going, don't you?
That's it. Just do what I like to do, and that's just grind. You know, you got to keep yourself in contention to have an opportunity to win one of these things. And I keep knocking on the door. Hopefully, if I keep hanging around this top 10 deal, I'm going to get mine before it's over with.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, last year, of course, you had enough weight, if it would have been a cumulative weight event, to win one event. And, you know, if you stay up there in that top group, that's what it's all about. No doubt about that.
Well, it really is, and it's a... With this group here, it's a real challenge to stay up there because there is some tremendous fishermen here.
Well, Matt, you know, you're kind of doing this on your own. I mean, you're going out there, you've got some good sponsors, but on top of it, you're having to spend money out of your pocket. So that consistency factor we talked about is really critical for a guy like you.
It really is. I mean, I'm supporting a wife and two kids, and like everybody else, I mean, this is the way I make a living, and it's kind of important that I cash a check every week because the bills never quit coming, so I've got to catch them.
Well, $24,000 helps in that regard, and we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way through the FLW Tour.
Thanks, Terry Brown.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.